Tablet 15. There were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men, which were of old, men of renown. Genesis 6:4. And God said unto Noah, The end of all flesh is come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Genesis 6:13. Through the misuse of their occult powers, the humans fell more, and this caused the degeneration of the earth. A different generation with great powers were living on earth then. They misused these powers. The misuse of these powers affected the world environment and climate. The earth is filled with violence through them. That is why God decided to destroy them with the earth. He decided to create a new kind of man, men of renown, and a new kind of climate for the earth. Therefore, a further evolutionary change took place. The power of reasoning and intellect remained for man, but the human's occult center, the third eye, was closed, and his direct contact with the forces of nature was taken away. That is symbolized as the destruction of the world by the flood at the time of Noah. The power of the third eye became latent at the pineal gland in the middle of the brain. Also, man was divided into many different races after their families and their nations. Genesis 10, verse 5. Furthermore, the five types of humans, Shudras, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, Vaishyas, and Brahmins appeared, Genesis 9 and 10, the holiest book. This is where the human now stands, from 6,000 years ago. Also at this point, there were more than one unit consciousness who had reached pure consciousness, because they were sons of God. When the sons of God came in unto